On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Hello, Fabian Fanboy. Mikey Havoc here, calling you from Real Groovy Records. Breakfast Club.
Oh, cool. You're doing an in-store.
Yeah, and you're in LA. Cool.
How's it all going?
What's happening, brother?
Not much. It's a beautiful sunny day here. I'm out on the street, heading to a yoga class. Could I be more LA?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell me about the movies. Tell me about the movies. Tell me what's going on. What's happening in Hollywood?
Well, the big popcorny thing coming out this week in cinemas is Rough Night, which is this new Scarlett Johansson kind of ladies hangover thing. Oh, shit. I said ladies. It's about a bachelorette party that goes hilariously awry when a stripper dies. She's played by a New Zealand actor, it should be noted.
I was about to say who's played by a New Zealander. Yeah, I did know that. Yep. A stripper dies. And, what's funny about that?
It's a black comedy. if you remember a film called Very Black, Very Bad Things a few years ago with Christian Slater, it really reminded me of that, but it's not quite as dark. This kind of wants it both ways. It wants to kind of be a edgy comedy, but also be a nice friendship comedy. And I enjoyed it. I laughed a lot. There's a lot of jokes based around Kate McKinnon's character. She's playing an Australian, and she gets offended when someone calls her Kiwi, and she explains that it's like calling a Japanese person Chinese and vice versa. And I thought that was a good education for the greater world. It's weird to hear it coming from an Australian character. But
is she actually Australian, that actress?
No, she's not. And her accent's all over the show, but it's nice that she's trying.
Yeah. I've seen the trailer. Who's the girl that crazy girl? She's on all the movies. She's the one that does all the cocaine in the trailer.
Gillian Bell, yeah, from Workaholics. She's awesome. She was in Yeah, and 22 Jump Street, she's awesome. And Zoe Kravitz is in this too, and she's really good. And, yeah, it's a fun movie. It's not going to solve any problems or change anyone's view about killing strippers. But I enjoyed it. Yeah, I thought it was good.
Scarlett Johansson in comedy, what was the last comedy she did?
I think... you don't associate her with comedy that much, and she doesn't. She's kind of the straight man in this one. Everyone else gets to be kind of crazy around her, and she's just kind of there, smiling politely a bit, making sure that the film gets bankrolled. She doesn't do a lot of comedic heavy lifting, but everyone else around her is really cool. I thought Kate McKinnon was the best thing about it. She's the one playing the Australian character. She was the best thing about that Ghostbusters reboot as well. She's awesome. And it's a nice little kind of 95 minute here. It doesn't outstay its welcome. And that's it. Churchill was also out this week, which is about the lead up to D-Day with Brian Cox playing the British Bulldog. And also out this week, I think there's one of those National Theatre Shakespeare things, 12th Night, I believe.
Have you seen Churchill?
I have not seen Churchill. I'm kind of intrigued though.
Because Churchill was one of his personal traits was he would make sure that every day he would have a nap, and when he had a nap he would strip down naked. And he would stipulate that he had to be able to strip down naked, get into a nice clean fresh bed, have a nap, and get out of bed, and then redress and take on the world. And he said that was made him able to take on the challenges of the day. And I'd quite like to. I mean, I'm happy to test that out.
That does sound like an appealing idea, doesn't it?
Like, to be a world leader, a nice go, no, I'm going to strip off nude in that bed now, so you can just bail for a second.
Cast off your troubles.
Cast off your troubles in your old kit bag and then redress, stick a cigar in your mouth and...
A little naked siesta in the afternoon.
A little naked siesta in the afternoon after yoga, perhaps.
Yeah. So what's happening at Real Groovy today?
We are.
It's a breakfast club. We've got live bands. We've got hopefully someone coming down to do a Neil deGrasse Tyson impersonation so they can win tickets to Neil deGrasse Tyson. That's what I'm looking forward to. He's coming to New Zealand to talk, to do a production. At Spark Arena, no less. That's where astrophysicists fill up Spark Arena nowadays. That's how the world works.
Wow, that is
kind of
cool. I hope he can fill that up.
He will.
Controversial flat earth theories.
Hi, I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson, your personal astrophysicist, and you are listening to 95 BFM.
So stick that up your LA backside, Mr. Van.
Yeah, that sounds good. I wish I was there for that.
Hey, what movies? What should we talk about next week? What's up? What's on the agenda for next week? Any biggies?
Cars 3. Is that exciting to you?
Yeah, Cars I guess. 3. Yeah, it has to be for me. Yeah.
Best ride at Disneyland.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Hands
hey,
down.
Have you been to Disneyland since you've been over there?
Yeah. Yeah, I have. But
like how many times?
I was doing I was doing a press thing. So
for work, you went to Disneyland for work.
I did, and I didn't have to line up at any queues, and so now I can't face the fact of going there and having to line up like a plebeian. I don't want to do that. I've already tasted what it's like to not. So I don't know. I had that with Universal Studios once.
That was pretty cool. But the remember, Disneyland's the happiest place on earth. It's the happiest place on earth.
Seems that way, yeah. God, they're obsessed with it over here. It's a total cult. That was one thing I didn't realize. Like, Californians especially just have this weird thing about Disneyland. They go like 100 times a year and dress up, and it's all a bit. So I don't know what kind of Mickey Mouse situation's going on up there, but.
And with that, we'll leave you there in the Los Angeles, California. Thanks,
cool.
Baby, and have a great weekend. Love you. Bye-bye.
You too. Talk to you soon. Cheers. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
I talk over all the outros about basically what the outros say.